USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says illegal immigrants are dying after crossing the border into the United States. During a roundtable discussion with supporters in San Antonio today, Trump says he's hearing incredible stories about dangerous criminals threatening border area residents.
I had no idea. Nobody has any idea how bad this is. And this has been going on for many years.
Attorney General Bill Barr testified on Wednesday that he believes spying did occur targeting the Trump campaign in 2016, as he vowed to review the conduct of the FBI's original Russia probe.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General, speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, and a monster snowstorm could impact over 200 million Americans. Blizzard warnings are up from Colorado to Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The government says inflation's up, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Rising 0.4% in March, an increase that was right on analysts' forecasts. But year over year, the consumer price index was up more than anticipated at 1.9%. The so-called core CPI, which leaves out food and energy prices, rose 0.1% from February to March, but 2% from a year ago. Those figures are below what experts had predicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CEOs from the seven largest banks in the United States are testifying before Congress on the global banking system. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan addresses his company's minimum wage.
So we also have to be a great place to work. And what does that mean? In February 2017, we raised our starting wage to $15 an hour. It has gone up since. It'll rise to $20 an hour over the next 2 years.
J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO says his company is also investing in its employees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley said during an appearance on Fox and Friends that he wants Yale University's funding be taken away if the school doesn't treat religious students fairly.
We've heard these kind of complaints before. They don't like the radical left doesn't like the position that religious organizations take on abortion or on traditional marriage or a range of other issues. All of it's really about is Yale has been looking for an opportunity to discriminate against religious organizations that provide, in many instances, free legal services to people in need and to discriminate against students of faith. They're not permitted to do that under federal law. So if they want federal funding, they need to stop discriminating.
Yale did put out a statement that says if an employer refuses to hire students that are Christian, gay, black, or veterans, they will not fund that position. To which Hawley says,
it sounds like Yale now has been exposed for what they're doing, and now they're trying to backtrack. But there's still a lot of, oh, trust us, you know, we'll get it right. So we're not going to trust anything. I want to see the details of their policy. I want to see that they are treating religious students and religious organizations in the same way they treat every other legal organization and every other student. And if Yale doesn't do that, if they don't treat religious students fairly, they should have their federal funding stripped.
Kim Kardashian now wants to be a lawyer. The reality star tells Vogue that she's planning on taking the bar exam in 2020. Reports are that she's started an apprenticeship at a San Francisco-based law firm. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.